You are listening to Prometheus by Minute. We are not your hosts, Courtney Coulson. We are Ben and Beth, and we are going to burn this motherfucker to the ground. This is Prometheus by Memory, in which we recount the entirety of the movie Prometheus after having not seen it since it came out in cinemas,
I think. It's been a very, very long time, and I'm really looking forward to delving into some of the deeper issues of the movie.
Yeah, getting really stuck into every little tiny thing that happens, even if it seems unnecessary to do so.
Yeah, I mean, let's start off at the beginning, shall we? The first scene is the man from the Blue Man Group, and he jumps into a waterfall. Is that correct?
Sad Blue Man. Drinks a bad thing, melts.
Yes.
Done. Yeah. Next. What's happened?
I think there's more to that scene that we need to delve into.
No, that's happened. Let's go to the next one. They're in a
next
cave?
Next scene, they're in a cave. They're looking at something. I'm not sure what they're looking at.
But then they're in a different cave.
Are they? Do they go to two caves?
They go to I think the whole thing is they go to multiple caves because there's the same pictures in different caves.
I thought
from
they just went
times.
To one cave and they looked in one cave. She went, fuck, because it was like a very important drawing. And then...
Well, either way, they're looking at old drawings that have been there for a long time.
Okay, they look at a drawing, and then suddenly they're in a ship.
Then they're in space.
Yeah.
And there's a robot there, I think. And Guy Pearce in old man makeup.
Yeah, but not actually there yet. He's a hologram.
Oh, shit. I forgot about that.
Yeah, he's not there yet.
Is he there at all?
He's a secret man. He is in the ship, but in he's a secret man.
He's a secret man in this one. Is he a secret... Wait, is he there at all?
Not in that scene, no.
Right.
He's not in that scene. He's like a hologram or he's like on a big old screen and he's...
No, he's not on a screen.
Wait, he's on something.
A 3D screen?
Anyway, his old man makeup is terribly bad and they should have just cast an old man.
That's something that confused me is, why didn't they cast an old man when they have... They put Guy Pearce in old man makeup but didn't show him as just Guy Pearce.
Yeah. It's really strange.
It's very strange.
And the makeup's really bad, like... I know this is a bad example, but the movie Jackass...
It's not a bad example, that's a great example.
Not a quality... Well, it is a quality movie. I'm trying to defend my bad choices here. that old man makeup is spot on, especially Spike Jonze's. And then Guy Pearce looks like a testicle.
And not the good Jackass testicles.
Yeah, not a good testicle.
No.
Like a
anyway,
really old
Guy
testicle.
Pearce looks bad.
Yeah, okay, so...
Is what you should take away from this movie.
They go onto the ship, and Guy Pearce looks bad.
Yes.
And then what happens?
And then I think Charlize Theron is angry because the robot is prettier than her.
Okay.
And old Guy Pearce loves it more.
Okay. And then...
But she's not a robot?
Anyway... And then they go into a room and Idris Elba has set up a Christmas tree and he's like, it's Christmas. And then
is
Charlize...
That not later?
No, that's now.
Okay.
And then Charlize Theron's like, oh, it's not Christmas. We're in space, you dickhead. And then,
space Christmas.
Yeah, and he's like, it's Christmas all the time or something like that. And then...
Anytime
you're in space, it's always Christmas.
I don't think that's true.
And then
true.
The scene just ends.
Okay.
And then that plot point is never brought up again.
I don't think it was ever made in the first place. But, okay, after Christmas, apparently that's never because it's always Christmas.
Yes.
So during Christmas, they make it
Christmas
to a planet.
Christmas Day.
Christmas eternity. They make it to a planet. They make it to planet Christmas.
Yeah.
Where they... What? Where they find, like a big swirly pyramid, right?
Yeah. No.
Kind of.
No.
No, it is.
What happens first is they see the planet and there's all this, like, fog.
Yeah.
And they're like, what's that? Well, that's what Idris Elba said. And he's like, what's that? And then he sees, like, all these buildings and they're really confused. And then they land and then there's a short scene there. I think.
I don't think you're right. I think they just land the one time and it's
outside
the
Swirly
Pyramid.
No, there's a scene where they're not just on a ship and then they're on the planet. There's a scene in the middle.
Maybe we should have watched the movie.
No. I mean, I don't want
Good
to.
Good call. Let's continue.
No. So they land
mm-hmm.
and then they decide to make some sort of...
Research facility?
No.
Because they're there for science, right?
Yeah, but they're already in a ship, so it's not that they're not building a research facility. Like they live in a research facility. They've flown the research facility.
They have Christmas in the research facility.
Yes.
Right.
On Christmas eternity. Yes. All right. So they land.
Yes.
And then they go, we need to check out what this shit is.
The swirly pyramid.
The swirly pyramid, yeah.
It's type deal.
And then there's a...
Wait, does it go up or down?
What?
Or is it both?
Does it move?
No, no, no. I mean, like, does the swirl go up into a point or does it go down into an underground?
Who gives a shit?
I can't remember what this thing looks like.
Who cares? They go... okay, there's a team. And yep. Then they go to the place.
Yep. They have magic mapping drones.
Yeah.
That happens.
I don't remember that.
Chekhov's drones.
Is it?
No, they don't shoot anyone. But they.
But did the drones do anything later on?
I think so. I have a recollection of them doing something.
He can't bring off Chekhov's drones and then they don't do anything. That's the whole point.
It'll pay off.
The whole point of Chekhov's gun is that something actually happens later.
Yeah. Well, I know. Okay. Well, later on, I think they notice that they're getting destroyed or something. And so they know something bad is somewhere.
I don't think that happens.
Anyway, back to the thing we do know that happens is when they go into the pyramid.
Yeah, they all go in there and then, like, two of them get split up.
Yep.
And then the others are like, let's leave.
They've got to stay there overnight.
Yeah, those two have got to stay there overnight. And then the others are like, okay, we'll leave. And then they just leave.
Yep. Because of bad weather, I think.
Yeah, but why do they... Anyway, they should have stayed there as a group if it's... Doesn't make any sense.
I don't know. It's bad writing. So anyway, these two guys are by themselves, and instead of just staying in one place for the night,
they go to the big head area. They go to
the
big
scary
head.
Big head place.
Yeah, they go to the big head.
Yeah.
And so there's room, and there's like all these other
Jim Henson guy pops up.
Yeah. Well, no, there's like canisters and stuff.
Or eggs.
There's something, I don't remember what it is. It's either eggs or canisters.
I don't think it's eggs. I think the eggs are in the next movie. They don't have the eggs.
Who gives a shit?
The big eggs.
Whatever they are shaped like the alien eggs, which is meant to make you go, oh, I think that might look like the alien egg.
Like little canisters.
Surely, if you've gone into space on a research mission, you would have watched the movie Alien beforehand.
But
and
no,
gone,
they're in the movie
maybe
Alien.
I shouldn't. No, they're not. They're in Prometheus.
Yeah, but it's
no, like, Prometheus, like... they should have watched Alien first. It's set in the future. Well, they should have seen Alien.
Okay, fair point. It would have been great for them to have the knowledge of having seen Alien
they're
before
in the
going on their
they
mission.
They would have seen that.
But, oh, God.
They would have seen it.
This is like a paradox in my brain.
Ben, they would have seen it.
They wouldn't have seen it.
They would have seen Alien.
No, because Alien's after them.
Ben, in space, on the International Space Station, they watch movies like Gravity and Interstellar.
Okay,
for
no.
For fun. And
hang on.
They watch Star Wars.
I've got a great point
that's
going to refute what you're saying.
Go on.
Because they're in the future, right?
Uh-huh.
Alien came out in, what, the 80s or something?
Yeah.
So how many films have you seen from 100 years ago? Not many. So it's probably like some weird old classic that's still on VHS.
Okay.
They don't
okay. I was about to like smack you down for that point. Because normally when you make a point,
it's a
really
bad point.
Stupid.
Yeah.
But no, that was good.
Yeah, take that.
That's
my one
point.
For today.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah.
Good job. All right. So these two guys are looking at the whatever they are in the big headroom.
Yep.
And then the trash
You said there's a big head, but I don't remember the
there
big
is a,
head.
There is a big head.
There's a big head.
There's a big head. There's lots of heads in this movie.
Yeah, there is, actually.
Yeah. There's, like, the Blue Man Group and the robot. And...
There's the guy that pops, the Blue
yeah,
Man
Yeah, that's
head
Blue
pop.
Man Group, yeah.
Oh, I thought you meant at the start when he melts because
no.
he drinks the thing.
No.
He's got a head.
No. Blue Man pops.
And then later on, the pre-robot has a head.
Yeah, he has a head. And there's like heads on bodies, like normal people heads.
Yeah, but that's everybody.
And then there's
has
Guy
that.
Pearce, extra layer head.
Yeah,
like extra layer of makeup.
He's wearing two heads.
Yeah, he's got a head and another head on top. Okay, no, they go in the room and then there's the trash compactor monster.
No, wow.
From...
I thought you meant a trash compactor. No.
Han Solo's there and he's like, what the fuck? No. The trash compactor monster from Star Wars.
Yeah, bites his face. Melts his helmet, makes him sad.
The other guy's screaming.
Makes him angry.
Does the other guy drag him out?
I don't know.
Because I...
Wait, there's two guys. One guy gets melted.
Yeah, one guy gets melted.
The other guy runs back. Does he survive or does he die?
They all die.
Yeah, but eventually everyone dies.
Yeah.
But
no, I think what happens is the storm suddenly magically gets lifted and he grabs the melted guy and like drags him back.
Yeah.
And then they get back to the ship and they're like, oh my God. And then Charlize Theron comes out with a flamethrower and burns him alive.
Yeah. I think she's going to do that regardless
think,
of what happens.
I think that's what happens. Oh, and they also found a head of an alien.
Was that them?
Of Blue Man Group. When else would it be? That guy gets set on fire.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And then everyone's like, what the fuck, Charlize? What have you done?
Yeah.
And she's like, I had to. And they also got like a head.
She sounds like Idris Elba.
That was so great if Idris Elba dubbed over every voice. Okay. No, they bring in the head for research. And in the only good scene in the movie, it's like all practical effects of this head like twitching as they shock it or something.
Or something.
And then
they open up the canister it's in and it pops.
Pops.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's great. It's dead. And then really good.
Yeah,
looks cool.
And then I think, is that the blue goop that David gets to spike the man's drink?
Sure.
Sure.
That's as close as we're going to get to a coherent plot line, so let's go with that.
The brain goop.
Yeah.
Puts it in a man's drink.
Puts it in the Shaw, the main character.
Who we've only just mentioned now.
Yeah. Whoops. puts it in her drink. His drink.
His drink.
Puts it in the husband's drink.
Makes him horny.
Yeah, makes him really horny, and then he, like, squeezes an egg out of his cock.
That's not what happens.
It is.
That's
it's
not
like,
what happens.
It's like an alien tube. It gets larger.
Oh, my God, no. We watched a different movie.
And pushes out into her. She's like, why is your cum so hard?
Oh, God. No.
What have you done in
me? Just point normal. They're just point normal. And then later on,
it's full penetration as well.
Oh, God.
Anyway, and then what happens then?
Jesus Christ.
In the next, like, couple of scenes, he, like, looks at his eye, and it's really gross.
Yeah.
And then he... Wait, is he the one who gets flamethrowered?
No, it was the crazy monkey mind at start. Got flamethrowered.
Okay, and well, then, I don't remember how this guy dies, but he dies.
Yeah, he dies somehow.
Yeah, he's dead.
Probably
he's
by
gone.
Fire or exploding.
Yeah, probably. One of them.
So then, so he's dead, and everyone's not happy about it.
Yeah, no.
And then what happens?
I don't know.
That's the thing.
Okay,
thing I remember is Charlize Theron running from a giant donut. What happens in between... Man dies after boinking, and then Charlize Theron running. There's probably a lot there. I don't know if there's like half an hour of a movie or like 2 minutes of a movie.
Dies after boinking.
He died after boinking.
Okay, no. I know there is a scene where Shaw, the main character, has to go and like...
Oh, Chekhov's healing pot.
Yeah, Chekhov's healing pot.
Right.
Only for men.
That sounds...
like a weird deodorant.
Yeah.
Anyway, okay, so Guy Pearce gets discovered, and for some reason...
Oh, wait, was he there the whole time?
Yeah, he's on the ship. Remember?
Oh.
They go to that room and he's like...
Oh, yeah, he's locked away in the cupboard.
Yeah, and he's doing his old man voice and he's in a cupboard. Yeah. And then...
Pay no attention to the man behind the curtain. Oh, I'm wailing.
And then, I don't know...
Guy Pearce is playing him. He's Wayland of Oz.
Stop it.
I'm sorry.
Stop it.
So anyway, the healing pod for men.
Okay, yeah, it's the healing pod for men. I don't remember exactly how the healing pod for men gets discovered, but it does.
It's shown before.
It's shown... Charlize
Theron
like,
points it out.
Yeah,
says,
it's in like
men.
A... Yeah.
Why do we have this? There's no old man in the cupboard.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm. And then, so she gets in there and is like, I have a tumor. And then,
She sounds like Idris Elba. Yeah, so she gets in and it cuts out her horrible tentacle thing inside of her, which came from, not from what you said,
big
but
alien
from normal
cum.
Boinking. And it comes out and tries to kill her, but then she runs away and it gets bigger.
Yeah.
For later.
For later.
Yeah.
Chekhov's...
Tentacle monster?
Yeah, Chekhov's tentacle monster.
Sure.
And then what happens?
And then,
so, okay, everyone else is dead now.
Yeah, but like... What, because they...
No, they're all dead.
They found a big blue man in the thing, because I know he comes back later.
Yeah,
so
no, but that doesn't
everyone?
Happen yet, because they don't keep going like back and forth to the ship. I think at this point...
No, because she was desperately running around like crazy at this
I know,
point, so I think she was running from the blue guy.
Yeah, I know, but... No, she wasn't running from the blue guy, she's from the alien. And then
no,
she
he
goes...
he is the alien, though.
No, he's not.
Yeah, he is.
No,
In this one, he's the alien. And then she has the tentacle baby, which
no,
then...
No, we're talking about the tentacle baby. She's running from the tentacle baby. Right.
No, she locked the tentacle baby in the thing with the pod.
No. She locks away the tentacle baby. Right?
Okay.
And then she goes, I'm gonna have to fuck up this shit. And then she like goes to the spaceship with a couple of other people, but I don't remember who is left at this point. And then,
I know Charlize Theron is around.
Yeah, I think.
And
she's
at least
around.
The head of.
Anyway, they go to the spaceship and they go into this room. And it's all decked out in pretty lights.
Mm-hmm.
And then the big guy wakes up, right?
Yeah? Was he sitting in the chair?
Yeah, he's sitting in the chair.
Right.
Looks like he was napping. He's not.
He's not.
And then he... he kills everyone?
I think so. I know. That is when he rips off David's head. I think right there when he wakes up, he's like, pop, off goes the weasel. And then he's just killing everyone else.
Yeah.
With, I don't know, guns or feet or something. Mm-hmm. And then he's chasing people. And then... Oh, God. And then I think... He chases Shaw around and she leads him back to her tentacle baby. And then the tentacle baby beats up the blue man and impregnates him through the way you said, but we don't see it. Because that's what aliens do.
Is that the alien with the big dick?
That's the big dick alien. It's this big, it's like a giant weird white tentacly face hugger thing with a big alien dick. And it gets on the blue
just
man.
Just rams him.
Does him.
Yeah.
And then later on, I think something pops out of him that we see? Or is that like the face hugger thing?
No, I think that's in like an after credits scene.
No, I...
Yeah, it's an after like an after credits scene. What happens next is Shaw leaves the ship.
Yep.
And then the ship falls, and instead of running slightly to the side, she runs, like, really far forward.
Wait, what?
The ship falls.
It was taking off, I think, because David did it? And then it does kind of crash, or because the blue man did it. And then it's rolling, and yeah, she could have run sideways.
Yeah, probably big donut.
It's huge. I'm defending Charlize Theron on this one, because she could have run sideways, but it was wobbling, and it's quite wide.
But she carks it.
She carks it. She dies. She gets squished by the giant donut.
Yeah.
And then it's just Shaw.
Yeah.
And the head of a man.
Yeah, Robert.
Robert.
Yeah.
Robert.
Yeah.
And it's it. That's it.
Yeah, then the movie just ends.
Just ends.
And that's it. This is a good time to talk about the movie The Proposal.
It's not. We're not talking about the movie The Proposal.
We are.
We're not.
So it's a movie where Sandra Bullock is a really nasty boss. And she says to Ryan Reynolds, who's like a PA or something, and she says, Ryan, you have to pretend to be my fiancé for my family. And
I think you're doing a crime right now. you're doing a horrible crime talking about this movie.
Ryan Reynolds says, oh, okay, I don't want to be fired. So then they have to go to like a lake house. And then the movie just sort of ends because that's all I remember of it.
I haven't even seen it. The only thing we didn't do, because this is Prometheus by Minute, we need to delve into something far too deep than anyone should ever do.
Let's talk about the Christmas tree.
Christmas tree with Idris Elba, space Christmas.
Best scene.
Eternal space Christmas.
Yeah, every day's Christmas. That's what it says.
Now, the decorations on the tree, I think, symbolise his love for David.
I think, because if I remember correctly, which I don't,
yes,
they are like red baubles,
yes,
and they might represent like the womb of someone.
Sure.
With the alien.
David's womb.
Yeah.
Yes, because Idris Elba loves David and wants to have his robot kids.
Yeah, so he builds his Christmas tree for him.
Yep.
And he's like, oh, David, I want you to experience what Earth life is like every day.
So he did say.
Have an eternal space Christmas. And the robot's like, oh, alright.
I don't care about emotion. That's what he sounds like.
And Charlize Theron's really annoyed, and I think she should be questioning her tactics as... Is she the captain? She's, like, in charge, right? Anyway, she's in charge. She must have done, like, inventory. Idris Elba has smuggled a Christmas tree of...
She smuggled a man. An old man.
I know. But the point is that... Didn't look at this Christmas tree, and, like, what if the Christmas tree had, like, diseases on it that they brought to another planet?
Wouldn't have been a real one. It would have been a plastic one.
It was a real tree.
Was it?
Yeah, it was.
That's insane.
I know. So how did he get this real tree on? They would have been in space for fucking years.
Yeah.
They couldn't have put it... Can you imagine, like...
A tree in a cryopod?
Yeah. So they're all, like, in the cryopod. Charlize is doing, like, the last, like, checks. She looks at it, there's just a fucking Christmas tree on the pod. She's like, I'm just going to ignore that.
With a note on it saying, do not open till space Christmas. P.S. Yeah. Which is every time.
Which is every day, forever. Yeah. But, yeah, so, what, to you, Ben, what does the Christmas tree represent?
Fucking. It's Idris wanting to do David. Because he loves the robots. And it's got balls on it, so there's right there.
Oh, yeah.
And it's big and pointy. And there's candy canes, obviously. Yeah.
Are there presents under the tree?
Well, it's Christmas, so yeah.
What do you think those presents contain?
Probably, like, gifts for David to impress him. Things like combs and bleach and...
Lawrence of Arabia DVDs.
Yep, lots of
them. But, like, a big stack of them that he's burnt himself and, like...
Or he got them mixtapes?
He got them from Bali and they're really weird copies and they've got, like...
Over the course of them, you get most of the movie.
Yeah, right? Yeah, they're really, like, photoshopped and they've obviously been filmed in a cinema and there's, like, people standing up and walking around.
Yeah.
Like, lots of copies of Lawrence of Arabia.
Just that.
Yeah. And that's all, like, his gifts. And Charlize decided to just focus on the Christmas tree and ignore the rest of the weird stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's good. That's good. I think we did it.
All right. We're done.
All right. We remembered it.
Yeah. That's the whole movie.
That's it. You don't need to watch it anymore. You don't need to listen to any more of this.
The movie just sort of ends.
It just
does. It just peters out. It just stops. And then It's done. And that's it.
Yep.
And nothing else happens. We fucking got it.
Right.
Yeah. Good job,
Ben. Job well done.
Yeah. Bye.